return to this frequency at this point in time. I am so grateful and so thankful for you and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more of that which allows you to dig deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the integrity of the all that you are as living, living, intelligent, potent points of absolute and supreme presence. That is what this program is about, to remind us of the inherent blessedness in being, to remind us that there is a world hungering rampage, to make sure that we're divided and conquered, to make sure that we are not feeling as blessed as we truly are, to put us in a place and space where we are compromising the integrity of ourselves, the no good thing, and to remind us that now is our time to stand forward, to stand up, to raise up, to take responsibility for our clearing, our cleansing, our healing, to facilitate that which is necessary on behalf of those who come before us, on behalf of those who struggle, those who sacrifice, those who were sacrificed, those who gave from themselves, so that we have an easier path to walk. You know, on behalf of those ones and the ones whose names we would never be able to call, I'm to remind you that you are the beneficiaries of those gifts, the labor, the service, the ingenuity, the talents, the creativity, the sacrifices, the pains, and all of that, that those who are too numerous to call upon, but to know that everybody on the planet is on the planet by virtue of other ones who come before us. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be centered for the purposes of existence, which is the thing that we've been given. Which is why everybody's so out of order on this cataclysmic ride with the rise and making excuses as to why they have the right to be killing themselves. Come to a point where, in that place and space where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness, and we are living on purpose to exalt life, to come to that point and place where we understand duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as wounded men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that as we are growing, we should be maturing, we should be perfecting and being refined in the light and the truth of the all that we each are, as beings living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is, as existence itself, it is beginning, the thing of infinite and eternal. It fills all spaces, it is all pervasive, it beats our heart, it breathes us, and we are here on divine assignment to serve its purposes in exalting life and making no excuses for our deliberate intention to live rightly, righteously, on behalf of the whole of existence itself, every being, and to know that we are not here to serve death, to be complicit and complacent and cowering to those forces of divisiveness, those that have dressed themselves up in white coats and robes and whatnot, and act as if they have been given by divine assignment the responsibility of anesthetizing and inebriating, intoxicating, violating, miseducating, and literally leading you straight to hell, as if that is their purpose in being. That is nobody's purpose in being, and those who are choosing to do those things as doctors and psychiatrists and lawyers and police officers and judges and preachers and pastors and all of these ones who are out of alignment with the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, to know that that is as a result of them being a distortion and dysfunction, as a result of having a filthy bloodstream that is fueled by the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses, of chickens, of us, and heaps of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, nutra-sweet coffee, tobacco, alcohol, and all of those things that they profess to act like they are the ones to give us guidance when they have led everybody astray. You can go into these doctors for all of these years, and then you end up having your body parts removed. You can go into these doctors for all of this time, and then you end up with cancer of this and cancer of that. You can go into because they have put themselves out as if they were responsible for your health and your wellness. No, you are responsible for your health and your wellness. But we're in that moment where we have to reclaim our right to be rightly aligned with the forces of life. And to understand that this world hungry rampage that has been facilitated by those who profess to be doctors of this, that, or the other, have been completely hoodwinked and bamboozled to have us thinking that we can apply ourselves to them as opposed to applying ourselves to them, which beats our heart and brains us. Far being in a quiet place where it matters to us to understand the initiative that there has been in place for decades to have us exactly where we are now, where our children are sick, our children are on all manners of drugs, that if the drug is in the hot dogs and the hamburgers and whatnot, it's in the sugar and the Hershey's this and the Nestle's that and all the chocolate and the candy that you all are feeding these children, without realizing that the intention is to make sure that we are not in our right alignment with life itself, so that we come under their auspices, that this has been an experiment in social design and manipulation to have people in a place where they're trappable and incarceratable, that they're not in their right minds, that they are being subject to hundreds of tons of medications and pharmaceuticals and psychotropic drugs, and all of this is by design, and those who have designed it are a sick people, a people who themselves deserve to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, to be given enemas until such time as they have nothing left in them that looks like feces. We're in a now moment where it's time for us to realize that these ones who have taken control to control the world, to ruin the world, have no responsibility, duty, or obligation to us, nor us to them. And that womanhood needs to raise completely up so that we are not abdicating our responsibility as the healers, as a perpetuator of our lineages, to those who have no love for us, no care for us, no right alignment with life itself, but then we always go into them, we're always poisoning these children and making them sick and they cough and sneezing and snotting and this and that and the other, and then they cannot be still, they cannot do what they're told to do, they're acting a fool in the stores and whatnot, and then you can't even correct them because you're the ones who are creating the problems for them. You need to be corrected. We need to be in a place in space where we realize that the nature of being is not sinfulness and stupidity. The nature of all being is pure intelligence. And where we are not functioning as intelligences of existence, it's because we've been tampered with, it's because we've been poisoned. And to understand that those ones who dress themselves up in white coats and robes and this and that, who feed off the flesh of dead animals and aborted fetuses of chickens, they're not in a position, they don't have the right to lead. And now we have to try to do everything we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can, to correct the errors. these people are in their right mind or not. If they can get bad, it's the ghosts who have no love, no life, either they have garbage all of their lives or not, that they have a license to deal, and it's okay. And there's no reason why police should be shooting anybody down for anything. They don't need guns. And these ones are the same ones who are at home beating their wives, abusing their children, and alcoholics and drug addicts. Because everybody has been socialized to be out of the pocket with the truth of themselves. And we're in a place and space where, in order for us to really live well, we have to live right. In order to really live under a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, then you have to do that which is truly in your own best interest at a cellular level, to put yourself in a place of space where you are no longer complicit, complacent, nor are you making excuses for why you will not be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you can stand in your own vivid self-representation as one of the most powerful sisters and brothers, regardless of what you, a person, you may be, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your gender preferences or your sexual preferences or whatever, you are still one of the most phenomenal beings upon the planet. From the black and white to the lightest white, whatever hue of people you are, you deserve to be supported in loving life and being a loving being in this living. If I ever see a place and space where we are torn through all of this self-hatred, and any hatred of anyone is always self-hatred first. When you are not conscious and conscientious of realizing the oneness of existence itself. And this has been the history that is founded with this country here. Upon the lands of our indigenous families that were taken from their land, ignored that their inherent rights to the land were taken from them. And that now, generations later, we have those who came here acting as if they own the entire place. But there is really, literally no ownership here. Because we're all visiting. It's all temporal. And these people act as if they have some right to ownership. When they disregard the right of beings to have the right to their lives. And they have you all marching for rights and marching for breast cancer and marching for this and walking for that and running for this and running for that. And all you've got to do is stop eating the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and stop drinking all this alcohol and stop the beta peeing in the bottles and put it out here with artificial colors and sugars and whatnot. children to serve life. Whatever we're serving, we should not be serving death to people. Even if they have been attuned to feeding off of death as if it could give them life. Any other life than the maggots and the parasites, is it? That leads to the chronic disease or the colitis or any of the other issues, the irritable bowel syndrome and all of this other stuff. We have to go to that point in place where we will no longer be those who are facilitating and creating and managing disease. And to understand that womanhood has the right to reclaim the integrity of her authority as the perpetuators of life, the perpetuator of lineages, that we cannot allow ourselves to be so out of tune to life itself that we give our authority to those who have no right to be in authority over other ones when they have no light. And they have no love, and they have no wisdom. And they are as sick as the ones that they're trying to educate. We're in a place and space where we have to realize that it's all about the integrity of light and wisdom that comes as a result of caring to be in the harmony with the laws of an existence itself, not with the legalities. And to know that life has the right to triumph in this day. And that as beings, we are here to be filled to overflowing with absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. To be radiant in it. To come to that point and place where we are able to facilitate the healing. We are able to balance all around, to be in that place and space where we are rising completely up in the heaven of all of the great minds so that we are doing that which is ours to do, to stand on behalf of the greatness of humanity. And to know that that is our duty. And that there is so much more prosperity that we can have when we can be in right alignment with the laws that govern us. As opposed to you thinking that, okay, well, I have the right to be lawless because the system is lawless. So all I have to do is follow the system. And so they make you think that lawlessness is man-made and God's way is optional. So you have to poison your children in order for them to go to a public school system. You have to shoot them up with all kinds of garbage. Then don't send your children to a public school system when you know that the public school system has already proven itself to be part of the social design to have us stupid. Where we don't know what to eat. We don't know how to think. We just regurgitate information that is not even correct. That we have no real honor. Or no real care for that which is truth, that we will spout information if the information is as edifying as the truth. Information is just information. After a while, where you have no real regard for that which is right and that which is wisdom and that which is truth, your information is just mind clutter. It gives you nothing. It's distracting. When we have a direct connect to absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, to be in alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, to be in a place where we can be communicated with the exalted realms. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to really care to be qualified for continuance in existence beyond our Earth residency. The big talk y'all that y'all supposed to be dying from something. Y'all feel like you're supposed to be dying. And I'm saying, in the realm of eternity, we are already in space. We're spinning to a point and place where we walk in the integrity of our greatness. His name is living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal, personal, absolute, and supreme presence. That is all there is. And who is gracious to us? It's absolute and perfect intelligence has been gifted to absolutely every one of us. And so for us to be made, the lies, that these ones are not as intelligent as those ones, and those ones are not as intelligent as these ones, and these ones have the right to determine that these ones have no right to their lives because they are not as intelligent, so we have the responsibility to make sure that they can't have babies, and we have the responsibility to make sure. You understand, I'm just saying that the eugenics movement and all of this psychiatry and all of this killing and all of this murder and all this legalized oppression. Will get you killed. And you're feeling entitled to be dead. And I'm saying, that's the trick. You've been tricked, okay? Do not realize that we're already in the realm of eternity. And that when it comes time to leave, we should be leaving there. We should not be dying and having our spirits suffocated and buried in tombs. Or giving your body parts away when your spirit is charged upon every fiber of your being. So if you are an organ donor and are in a car accident and they save you long enough to distribute your body parts to other ones, your spirit is going to be in those body parts so that you can't even leave there as a whole spirit. And you don't know how long these people are going to live with your spirit. So you are going to be held to the earth. Remember, your spirit can move itself forward if you're not all there. One thing, your spirit body is not all there because you didn't get your organs over here. But it's not there. Well, we don't even think about these things. I'm just saying we need to be thinking. We need to be thinking the entire time. We need to be thinking a whole new reality that is exalting the oneness of humanity and humankind. We need to be thinking the quality of thought that lays foundation for exalted beings, these children, as opposed to you dumbing them down and necessarily inebriating them with all of this garbage that is readily available through the industries of sugar and tobacco and alcohol and candy and all of this stuff. We're in a place and space where we will be held completely accountable. And to absolute law, to absolute love, to have been responsible as the bridge between those who come before us, those who witness, those who come through us, those that we don't know how to come, and those who get to come. Nobody gets away with anything. And so it matters how you stand. It matters what you're reaching for. It matters what you're asking for. It matters how you live this life. And whether you truly care to be in your own vivid self-representation as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. This is your life. It is your time. And for whatever time that you've spent carelessly, now is the time for you to care more, to be full of the care that allows you to correct, to be clear, to cleanse, to heal, and to walk an exalted walk on behalf of the lineages that you represent, those that you've come through, those that have come through you, and those who have to come. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is a Dhamma. Your voice of resurrection and heraldess to the meeting of the Inner Circle. This is Adama. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are listening via your phone apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to support us in realizing the inherent blessedness in being. It's intended to provide us with a little bit more perspective as to how it is that we can have leverage and triumph over all of the planning, the plotting, all of the issues that have surfaced and those that we've become aware of, those that have been in full effect for so long that have manifested as a world-conquering rampage towards divisiveness, depopulation, and genocide. And if we did not realize that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence already held in the reality of eternity, and we are fueled by, animated by, breathing by virtue of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, then we might be feeling like these people and their stupidity could actually reign triumphant over us. And the issue for us is to come to a point and place where we are reigning triumphant within these body temples as these points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And so as we are having to face the consequences of the choices that we've been making and the things that we've been doing consistently over time, I'm the one to really reinforce for us, reiterate, and encourage you to really remember that you are still the god or the goddess that dwells in that temple, and what you say goes. Now, the issue is we have to pay more attention to what we're saying, what we're speaking, what spells we are weaving by virtue of the words that are coming forward through us and the intensity with which we speak them, and whether or not we are fueling our soul's fires with that which is absolute truth, which is that which gives us the leverage over the wishing, the plotting, the planning of other ones. We're in a now moment of eternity all the time. And what you think and how you think and whether you're thinking or whether you're just regurgitating information and the programming and being distracted from truly realizing how blessed you already are, then that's going to determine whether or not you have leverage, whether or not you use the leverage that is available to you. And in this now moment, because of how much sickness, illness, and disease there is in our being under siege, having all manners of ones and ones engaged in the warfare against life itself, which nobody can win. I don't care if it's Monsanto or Cargill or any of the other ones who are consistently creating that which they refer to as food that literally is not food for us, but are coming to a point in place where we realize that when we take the time to get real clear about what we are living for, when we take the time to be properly oriented within the purposes of existence, to exalt a full life's urge to self-actualize and self-realize and come to that harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, to have an understanding and an understanding that that which allows us to stand is absolutely perfect. And as we remember the perfection of existence as an inherent reality in existence, and we no longer continue to excuse ourselves from striving for perfection in ourselves, with ourselves, in our being reoriented towards the purposes of existence and not towards the purposes of capitalism or any of the other isms that have created all of the issues of divisiveness, the illusion of separation and superiority. We're in our moment. Where we are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the intelligence, the offerings, the ingenuity, the talent, the labor, the services, the sacrifices, the intellectual property, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the care of so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. But as we are seeking and knocking and asking for answers to the questions, for solutions to the problems, for that which is truth and that which is light and that which gives us the opportunity to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, made whole, healed, and resurrected in this now moment. Then we have access to come to whatever degrees of information, knowledge, light, conjunctions of energies of other ones that is needed because we are attracting it. The frequency and energy that we aspire towards has to be facilitated through our inner works of the reflection and the imaging and the visualizing and lightening ourselves. Our burdens, casting them to the side, and really being very focused, very mindful of the need to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from all of the things that have created blockage and obstruction within us, because the blockage and obstruction that is happening neurologically and within our circulation and our respiration and our endocrine function, our lymphatic functioning and our digestive functioning and our systems of elimination and reproductive, those blockages and obstructions are creating blockage and obstruction in our situations, our circumstances, our cash flow, our creativity, and all of that that gives us leverage when we are rightly oriented and when we are using these gifts, these faculties that we have been blessed with. But because blockage and obstruction is an agenda, whether people want to accept it or not, they say, oh, well, that's conspiracy theory, you know, nobody's out to kill you, but the people are dying in greater and greater numbers on a daily basis. But when the children are sicker than ever before, when the children are already diabetic or pre-diabetic, when the children are obese, when the children are on all manners of drugs, psychotic drugs and drugs for this and drugs for that, then understand that humanity and humankind, we don't have much longer when your children are dying before you do. And so we have to come to a point and place where we will no longer be compromising ourselves, compromising the integrity of who and what we are as the progenitor men, the progenitor of lineages and the womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people, and to understand that duty, obligation, and responsibility are not optional. That it is mandate that we have an understanding and an understanding as to who and what we are as these vehicles and vessels of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God. We are here to ensure the perpetuation of our generational wealth, the exaltation of our lineages, and the resurrection of humanity and humankind. We are not here to be kowtowing and placating and putting ourselves in a place and space where we are submitting to the oppression, the suppression, the degradation, the violation, the molestation, all of this bastardization and usurpation, then think that there's some prosperity that you can have when you are the greatest gift and the greatest wealth that you have already been given. And there is nothing that you can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. We're in a now moment that requires requires us to really get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about our healing, to be serious about the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification. And to come to a point and place where you don't allow the issues of jealousy and envy and all of these other things that whittle away at your success in this life. Because the success in life is by virtue of our virtues of character. Our success in life is our refinement and our redefinement in being these ones who are the children of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But somehow you all have convinced yourselves that you don't have the responsibility to be godly. And you've been supported in that thought because you've been told that, you know, to be human is to be in error, to be sinful, that there is no perfection, so why try? And I'm here to remind you that every fiber of your being, every cell of your being, every organ, every gland, everything was designed perfectly and functions perfectly. And had we not been poisoned by a system of miseducation and religious training that kept us from having an understanding and understanding and being properly nurtured and nourished and cultivated towards our true selves, our divine selves, our upright and righteous selves, then everything would be totally different here. And just because there's been so much error in the progression of errors does not mean that we are absolved of our responsibility for correction and to lay a better foundation for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and all of those that have come and will come after them. The issue is taking responsibility to love your life, to be loving in your living, to rejoice in the blessedness of your being, to have a reverence and a respect and an honor, and to understand that real worship is about love. Real worship is about reverence. Real worship is about respecting other ones as a result of you having the respect and reverence and appreciation and appreciation love for the gift that you've been given that is yourself. But it's very, very difficult when you are violating yourselves. It's very difficult when you are really putting yourself in consistent places of compromise through inebriation, intoxication, and all manners of violation of the integrity of your divinity. It's very hard for you to feel good about being who you are. It's extremely difficult for you to feel the power and the potency and the integrity and the authenticity of being in the truth of yourself when you are denying your divinity. And you're casting the greatest things that you were given to the side. You treat your cars better than you treat your physical body. You treat your cars better than you treat your children. Your grandchildren, you feel like treating them means that they have to have something that helps undermine them at their cellular functioning. You're taking them to McDonald's and Burger King's and giving them sodas. They hardly have their teeth. And then you're supporting them and having so much acidity and so much sugar and so much fat and so much all of this stuff that we are risking being disqualified for being continued in existence as a result of not caring to be in a place where you are providing the protection and the guidance and the direction that your children really are looking for you to have for them, to give to them. And so we're in a now moment where you have the opportunity to
forgive your parents for misleading you, your grandparents for poisoning you. You understand the school systems for being in conspiracy with the medical professions and all of these ones, because we're dealing with people. And people who have all been poisoned, from the judges to the police officers, everybody has been under this toxicity. And as a result of it, do not have the right thought. They are not in their right minds. For a man to feel entitled to take a gun and shoot somebody because he's a police officer, that he has the right to shoot somebody for doing nothing other than the fact that he's black, or the fact that he's Latino, or the fact, you understand, I'm just saying, is that these ones are in need of cleansing and purification because they are toxic. And the more each one of us stands forward on behalf of life, the more we consciously care to be fully participatory in our own progression, in our own clearing, cleansing, consecration, through purification, so that we are truly realigned in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, consciously carrying to function absolutely and supremely intelligently, always exalting a full life's urge, always doing that which is truly in the best interest of the whole, when we have the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly, then the stupidity will be just falling by the wayside, because light has the right to triumph. But if you don't claim it, if you don't want to stand with it, if you would prefer to be impotent and helpless and always blaming and accusing these ones and those ones, when you will not do what is yours to do in your own behalf, then you will never, ever experience the fullness of your blessedness, or be the greater blessing that you were born to be on behalf of the lineages that you represent. And to know that there is nothing that you will ever have that is greater than the opportunity to be in service of the absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the establishment of its absolute and eternal laws, order, and the government of the whole right here on earth, as the earth is already in heaven, so that heaven is on earth by virtue of the restoration, the realignment, the reorientation of the kingdoms and queendoms of light through the consecration and purification of the temples for the true dwelling of the spirits of the true living gods and goddesses that we are, that we should be. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding, a respect and a reverence, an appreciation and appreciative love for the order of existence, for the light and the wisdom and the truth that is indeed liberating, facilitating, and allowing us to be resurrected as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is our time to be in that place, in that space, in that mindset of the victory and the triumph. To be in that space, in that place where we are taking responsibility for the words that we're speaking, to activate our full faith in knowing how the laws work and to work them knowingly. Not just the games of agreement and the statutes that men have created upon the planet, but to be in harmony with absolute law and absolute order, which has to start from the inside first. You have to have a desire for it. You have to want it. There are a lot of things that are showing up for you that are really pressing you to rethink everything, pressing you to recommit yourself to your life, pressing you to accept that you can be healed, pressing you to look beyond the medical profession and the pharmaceuticals and all of that, pressing you to remember who you are as a living, loving, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, pressing you to remember where you are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, pressing you to remember why you are, to be harmonized in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to the glory and in behalf of the whole of existence itself. We're in a now moment that is ours to claim. The victory and the triumph to be in that mindset and that mind space of knowing that there is an agenda to distract you and to put you in a place and a space where you are not serious about your living. You're serious about dissipating your life force. You're serious about dying. You're serious about everything other than walking in the integrity of the truth of who you are. As this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And so I am so grateful and so thankful that I am that one who cares to reinforce you to remember that, to be in a place where you are claiming that, to be in that mindset where you are all right with being right. And in order to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of your being, you are all right with being completely cleared and cleansed. It's amazing how much garbage people's bodies are holding to the degree to which they are overweight and obese and not feeling well. But then when we talk about cleansing and doing enemas and opening up the flow and of elimination, then it's like, well, are you sure that that's okay, that that's healthy? But you didn't ever ask whether eating the flesh of a dead animal every day for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, if that was healthy. You didn't ask that question. You didn't ask. You understand? There's some questions that you could have asked long before now that may have avoided this cataclysmic ride with sickness, illness, and disease. So now realize that you can be completely healed, but you have to be cleansed from the things that have allowed your organs to dysfunction, that which has created blockage and obstruction within your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your blood vessels, that which has put you in a position where your memory is dimmed and whatnot, because you are not sufficiently oxygenated, because you are not sufficiently hydrated, because you have to reach for something different, something that is going to facilitate your cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, regeneration, so that you stand completely renewed, rebirth, revivified in the light of the truth of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that you indeed are, and to really remember that every atom and every cell of your being is charged with your own spirit, charged with your own thoughts, charged with your own faith, charged with your own beliefs, charged with what you are programming it with, infusing every atom and every cell of your being. But if you are not constituted as water, and water being the intelligence of existence that holds your intention, and you've got all of this mucus and all of this phlegm and all of this pus and all of these chemicals and whatnot, and so then you have to really understand that you have to be reconstituted so that you are in a place and space where you become seriously magnetic and attractive to that which is going to really be the fulfillment of your own desires and your thoughts. The fulfillment of your life and what you're living for, the fulfillment of your destiny. And so when we have talks with our children and our grandchildren and ask them what will they be when they grow up, and they say anything other than being a man or a woman, then realize you've got work. Because somebody or something else is influencing them where they don't remember that they are growing up to become men and women. That's destiny. The destiny is not by virtue of the things that we do. It's by virtue of the inherent responsibility in being. And to know that there are so many gifts, so much reward and award that we have the opportunity to really experience as a result of our true care and diligence in applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole, towards being healed, towards being in a place where we are taking back our power, the power of discernment, the power of decision, the power of knowing what to do, and the initiative to do it. The willingness to do whatever it takes to be whole, to reverse these issues, to come off these meds, to be in a place and space where you are progressing daily in the light of the truth of the all that you really are. And to know that there are no things that have greater value than you. And this is a part of having been raised in a system where the people have a greater respect for physical property than they do people themselves. Being under the auspices of those who have taken responsibility to create a system of miseducation, to put you in a place and space where you are confused about the purpose in even living and what real success is, so that many people are under the auspices that success in life is by virtue of how much money you make. Success in life is by virtue of how many degrees you've gotten. Success in life is by virtue of you cheating and accomplishing by any means necessary without being in a place of your own integrity, high ethic, high morality. And just because you don't get caught, you are successful. As we have so many white-collar criminals who've created a system of criminality that creates criminality. That puts people in a place and space mentally of functioning so far below par that they no longer even qualify as being intelligent people. They operate on some sheer stupidity, insanity, such depth and levels of insecurity that they would rather kill everybody to prove their own superiority. That's insanity. That is idiocy and stupidity on crack. That is some stupid stuff that will get these people really removed from the planet. We have to no longer participate. We have to raise completely up in realizing that we're already in the realm of eternity. Everybody has been gifted with this gift of life. There's a oneness in existence, and that oneness of existence, as intelligence of existence, has been given to absolutely everything and everybody, so that the whole conversation about eating and diet and all of that is not just about someone's having the right or the need to eat the flesh of dead animals. But being in a place and space where you realize that the animal has the right to its life, because its design was never to provide food for us. And even though people justify it and say, oh, well, we've eaten flesh for millions of years, and to be in a place now where the mindset of the people is so low, the ethics and the morality is so low, the health and the wellness and the integrity, the realization of their divinity is so low, then we cannot say that we're in progression. But to know that the intelligence of existence is in progression. And for those of us who will progress, then we have to remember the truth of ourselves, to raise completely up, and to know that that resurrection is by order. And to set that order and that precedent, you have to have the will, you have to have the desire, you have to go through the process of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that the renewal, the rebirth, the regeneration, the rejuvenation, the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God and Goddess is happening within your own body temple. Because you were born to be great. You were born to serve the purposes of life. You were born to be celebrated in this life. You were born to be able to rejoice in the blessedness of your eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess on behalf of the eternal.